Hey, I'm Tracy Burns. Welcome to Wine on the Street. We are actually, this is very special because we are doing a Prosecco tasting today, and it's literally off the boat from Italy with everyone. Gianluca Bissol is here with us. His family now, Bissol, makes tons of fabulous Prosecco. Gianluca, thank you for being here with us.
Thank you. It's a pleasure.
So we're going to taste and talk about all your Proseccos, but first, if we could, let's take a step back. Let's talk about Prosecco.
Yes.
Prosecco has come a very long way. As I mentioned to you earlier, when I was a kid, we drank Asti Spumante. I don't even know what that is, actually. Is it champagne? What is it? It's like just a white, sweet... We don't need to talk about it. So Prosecco, then, has evolved over the years. Champagne became very expensive. People turned to Prosecco. But it's not like that anymore. People are actually choosing to drink Prosecco.
Yes.
Okay. What grapes go into a Prosecco?
In the Prosecco go the grape Glera, that is the synonym of Prosecco. You can use the two names for the grape, Glera or Prosecco, but Prosecco you can use only if you are inside the specific area that was the nine district in two regions of northeast of Italy, Veneto and Friuli. So it's all around Venice. If you are in Venice, in the wonderful city of Italy, Venice,
and which is not sinking, by the way. Everyone said it was going to sink and disappear, and it seems to me it's still there.
Yeah. And so, in Venice, you are all around, in the hills, the mountains, in about 100 miles around Venice, you can have all the area of Prosecco. And if you have the vineyard in this area, you can call it Prosecco. And because there is specific rules to produce Prosecco, and there are specific characteristics of the soil. But Prosecco is not only one product. It's like many other wines in the world that have different classification. So you have the basic Prosecco in the mainland, very flat area. Quality is not bad, but is entry-level quality. And you have the Prosecco Superiore, the OCG, that is produced only in Valdobbiadene, Conegliano, and Asolo, that are only in the highest and steepest hills of the area.
Oh,
a very small part of the world of Prosecco, because there are every five bottles of Prosecco, there are one of Prosecco Superiore and four of basic Prosecco.
So it's a lot like champagne. Champagne has to be from the Champagne region in France, right? So Prosecco has to be from this particular region in Italy. And you said only one in five get the DOCG. It's a DOCG label?
Yes, it's DOCG Prosecco Superiore.
And that means it passed all these tests to make it Superiore.
Superiore, yes. And it's like, as you say, it's like champagne. Champagne is an area, big area, biggest that the Prosecco area, bigger. And also champagne has three different classifications, basic champagne, premier cru, and grand cru. For the Prosecco, we have basic Prosecco, Prosecco Superior, and the Cartizze, that is the best of the best in the world of the Prosecco. But for Cartizze, you can have only one bottle every 400 bottles of Prosecco.
No way!
Exactly. A very, very small, but a wonderful expression of the same vine.
So you can't produce Prosecco in California?
No. You can't.
They
asked me in the past to do, but
I bet they
have.
But so the only way, so when all the Prosecco that comes to the United States has all been shipped from this one region in Italy.
Exactly. And all the bottles are controlled by the specific organ that tastes the wine and specific analysis, and put the number in the bottle, specific number that is a number that certificated the quality and the origin of Prosecco.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
It has to have done amazing things for the region then. I mean, I would have to believe, right? Once we went from Champagne to Prosecco, that whole area of Italy must have had a little economic boom. No?
Yes, a very economic boom.
Your family, how long has your family been doing this?
My family is a family of wine growers from 21 generations. 1542 is the first year in which there are the document that prove that we are wine growers in Valdobbiadene.
1542?
Yeah.
And were you making Prosecco back then?
No. In 1542, there was other also Prosecco, but also a lot of other wines in the area. After centuries, Prosecco became the leader in the area, so only Prosecco is now in the area.
So all the stuff went away.
So something different of Prosecco there is, like Pinot Noir, Merlot, and other kind, but very small portion of the terroir. The 95-98% of the vineyard is Prosecco now because it's so successful.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. So your family makes how many different kinds?
We have different kind of Prosecco because we have the Prosecco Bisol that is only single vineyard in the highest and steepest hills of the Biardine, single vineyard, very small production, very exclusive, very unique Prosecco. And we have the Gio, that is Prosecco that have another philosophy because we chose three kind of soils, three hills with three different soils of Prosecco grape, and we put together, so we create a very interesting balance tasting.
So it's a separate label, Gio.
Gio.
What does it mean?
Gio is the nickname, was the nickname of my grandfather Desiderio. Desiderio Bisol, my grandfather, have a nickname.
That's
that
so
was
cool.
Gio.
I love that, and they named it after him. Okay, so then you have, so the Gio now, the rosé is right in front of you, which I can't wait to taste it because it's fabulous. It's one of my favorite things now. That's another thing that has come, I think, really to the forefront too. Lots of people drinking rosé.
Yes.
Rosé Prosecco.
No, it's not Prosecco.
It's not Prosecco.
Rosé is, for our rosé, is from Merlot, 60%.
So this is just a regular rosé.
Rosé. There are no, it's not permitted to have the Prosecco rosé.
So you can't make a pink Prosecco?
You can make at the moment to do pink Prosecco. Also, if in the Prosecco rules, you can use maximum 15% of Pinot Noir, but in white, not in red. So you can't have a rosé Prosecco at the moment.
Maybe soon?
No, I think that they don't want because...
because they make pink champagnes now, right?
Yes, exactly. There is pink champagne. So why not in the future can be that change the rules?
You never know. You never know. All right, the cork's going to pop is what I was just going to say. Fabulous. Okay, so now this is Merlot and Pinot Noir.
Exactly. Pinot and Merlot, 60%, and Pinot Noir, 40%.
So let's keep talking about your others while you're pouring. So you have, so the Gio, I'm saying that right? Gio?
Yes.
Gio.
You have a Prosecco with that, but then your family name has one as well.
Yes. My family name, Bisol, is a single vineyard. So we have different vineyards. The most steeped vineyard in the capital of Prosecco, that is Val do Biadene. Val do Biadene is a wonderful small town in which there are very high hills under a big mountain. So it's an incredible microclimate, incredible temperature excursion. So all come better than all the other part of the areas of Prosecco. So in Val do Biadene we have a historical owned vineyard of family, in which we have different kind of Prosecco, and we have also the best of the best, that is Cartizze. Cartizze is this small hill of 106 hectares, where the production is very small, and the quality is the top of the top.
Which is why this is a crew. What you're speaking of is a crew, because it is the top
exactly,
of the top.
Exactly.
Okay, so this rosé is in front of us, so tell us about it.
Rosé is a Charmat method, so we use for the second fermentation the natural fermentation, but not in the bottle, but in a tank with controlled temperature. Mm. It's a fermentation that have a time of about 1 month, and after we leave the sparkling with the yeast for 2 months again in the same tank. So bring also a lot of flavor from the yeast.
Okay, so we're all looking at this. We all should taste it. And we have friends here, by the way, so we're all tasting together here. All right.
Sure.
Cheers. Thank you so much for doing this
Thank
with
you
us.
For coming.
Okay, so. Oh, that smells fabulous.
The color is intense, rosé.
Yes, like a soft, orangey, pink, beautiful.
Okay. is
that? Oh, Gino's here. We have more friends here. We're doing a podcast. Come have wine with us. No, talk. Come to us. He gave us the whole scoop on Prosecco. We're learning about rosé. This is fabulous. All right, Gino, do you want a little with us? I'm going to taste it. Now I got
to
taste it.
I am sorry to have interrupted. I didn't realize you were taping.
Don't ever apologize. This is live and fun. Oh, that's fabulous. It's not like blown away sweet like some.
Yes. No, it's also rich in terms of body. It's also a good acidity that clean very well the mouth. So you can, during the lunch or dinner, you can use it perfectly.
But to me, the color has more of that like salmon.
Yes.
Dare
salmon.
I say like the almost like the French rosés versus the American Argentina that are so bright and almost blind you, right? And this must be fabulous with food.
Yeah, perfectly. With fish, with all, because the rosé have this characteristic that you can match with many kind of food.
So now, can we talk to, while we're all going to drink and enjoy this, Prosecco. There have to be more uses for Prosecco other than sitting by the beach in the summer, which I think is how many people associate it with. Like there, I often would drink Prosecco with sushi. I don't know if that's correct or not, but I do. I like it. What else would you serve? What other food would you pair with Prosecco?
Oh, sushi is for sure the best combination for Prosecco. I speak about this 20 years ago when sushi in Italy wasn't known, but a friend of mine, a chef from Asia, say me when she drink my Prosecco that is perfect with sushi, but also for all the Asian cuisine, for example also Chinese cuisine, or spicy cuisine from India, and all the
kind I'm gonna keep drinking.
Yeah, all the kind of this very fruity and flower taste cuisine. And fish for food, all the fish of the world is...
Yeah, so like anything that has that like gingery, jasmine-y taste to it, almost then could you do like, you could even do Indian food, I bet, with it, right? Too?
Yes, exactly.
That's takeout. That's perfect.
Exactly.
Okay, so Prosecco in general, and I don't want to keep you, I've kept you long enough. Prosecco in general, I think, has become so much more versatile over the years. This has to be good for you guys. How do people find you? Where do I go buy this? Is it here in the United States?
Our production is not big, so you have to come to a specific wine shop or in internet, I think you can also find in the wine shop by internet.
Yeah, so I'll put some links on then so people can find it.
But it is widely available in the U.S.
So
States.
If you could, and this is what in America we call a softball question. This is an easy one. If you had to tell me the difference between your Prosecco and the others out there, what would it be?
My Prosecco is different because if you take 300 wineries in the Prosecco world, only 20 wineries have been on vineyard like mine. My family is on vineyard. I have 77 hectares of vineyard in the High Hills of Valdobbiadene and Conegliano, and this give us the opportunity to have a high selection of quality in the vineyard, not by what the other people do in the vineyard. So I create the quality in the vineyard, and this is one of the biggest difference from my winery and other winery. But also other characteristic of my Prosecco is interesting, like for example that we don't use only one kind of fermentation, but we separate the juice after press the grape in four different fermentation.
Oh wow.
Yeah. And after the four fermentation come together at the end. So we create a very interesting complexity. The four kinds of natural fermentation is, one is traditional at 18 degrees of temperature, Celsius, and another is with continuous batonnage inside the batonnage, you move the yeast.
It keeps moving
in the tank.
In the tank, yeah.
Yeah, and other is with every day less degree of temperature, so sometimes one day
it's I find the whole process so amazing, and I always say it's one big science experiment, because you change one thing, right? you change the amount of time in a tank or the temperature in a tank, and you get an entirely different wine.
Yes, exactly.
It's amazing.
It's
and
amazing,
I actually
yes.
think there's kind of a lot of brilliance to it.
Yeah.
Which
and also every year changes. Every year changes.
Every year changes, right, because then the soil changes, the weather changes.
Right.
This, I'm going to butcher this, but this is Valdo Biadene.
Valdo Biadene.
How'd you say that?
Valdo Biadene.
Oh, Valdo Biadene.
Yes.
Okay, is this long name for this fabulous Shangri-La place that I will make sure I write out because it sounds funny, I think.
Yeah.
It's hard to understand. Someday I'm going to get out there.
Yes.
And I'm going to come see you because
yeah.
this was so great and so interesting and so informative.
And also the area is wonderful. The hills, the mountains, all.
I have family that's actually Desiderio here in the United States. They'll be happy to know there's a bottle named after them somewhere. Gianluca, thank you so much for taking the time to be with us. All right, Gentani.
Sì.
Everybody.
Cheers.
You guys are wonderful.